Let me tell you a story. A couple of days ago, I announced that I was going to do a meetup here in Bali outside of a gym. And so I'm there, I've just got to the gym, and I look outside, and there's literally 20 young guys stood around there. So I'm walking over, everyone sees me, they're like, whoa, it's Hamza. Like, everyone's clapping, shouting Adonis and everything. One by one, I'm saying hello to everyone, asking them for their names, and everyone who tells me his name, I've forgotten it by the time I've spoke to the next person. So it's us and our group of 20, 21, 22, 23 guys. And I walk over to the front desk, and straight away the woman there like sees everyone and she gets a bit scared and she's like, what's happening? And I say to her that I want 20 day passes. And she's unsure. Some of them look like children, 18-year-olds, or under 18 isn't allowed here. So she's like, oh, what, I don't know what to do. She gets the walkie-talkie, starts speaking in that. One employee comes. He's like, no, cannot do this. Like, too many guys. She's like, wait, I'm gonna call my managers. Just wait. He comes. He's a bit shocked as well. There's like literally imagine 20, 25 young guys just stood out of nowhere in the reception. And he comes over and he's like, no, I don't know what this is. You should have messaged us, whatever. And I'm very respectful. I'm just saying, oh no, I totally understand. We can go to like a different gym. I just, if you'd let us in, we'd really like this gym. I'll pay for everyone's day pass. I'll pay for one of your personal trainers to supervise if that's the issue. So he's like speaking to his business partner or whatever. Just, it's a whole situation. We're all like in and out. I don't know what to do, whatever, whatever. Stand outside for a bit, and the manager finally comes back and he says, you know what? Yeah, we'll let you do it. So you've got to buy at least like one personal trainer so he'll kind of stand there and make sure everyone's safe. And out of nowhere, this day just becomes so great. Every guy walks in, I'm buying all the day passes for everyone. And when these young guys get in, they're like recording the gym because it's a very nice gym here. Very nice, very clean, high-end gym with a spa, with the restaurant, everything. And we take everyone upstairs. I've got the head personal trainer there, Paul. And he's made like this almost military style routine, like this hard, like jail cell routine for us. And all the guys are like literally just chilling. We're playing music. It's the sunset on the rooftop of this gym. Guys are hitting muscle ups, pull ups, messing around, stretching and stuff. We start the workout super hard and amazing time. Imagine a group of like 20-year-olds, like of our followers, our members, all shouting like David Goggin quotes and everything, like midway through the workout. You can't, who's gonna carry the boats and everything? Take a massive group picture. It's awesome, man. So me and my friend Scott, my cameraman, we eventually finish up the workout. Me and him drive home. And by the time we get home, I've already been thinking of like what I'm going to do about this, that I'm going to start reading like the books on leadership that I used to read, because I really saw just the importance of this work again. Of all the guys who were there, the amount of them who told me that these videos had saved their lives, that had really helped them, I couldn't help but to like feel this level of duty and responsibility again of how important this work is for my tribe, my community members around the world. So I get back to the villa and Scott walks in as well. We're stood next to the pool and we're like proper high-fiving, like literally like hype and saying, bro, that was sick. That was like the best meetup we've done so far. The guys brought such good energy. The workout was amazing. The gym just felt so good. Everyone was working so hard. Everyone was like super polite, super respectful. It warmed my heart and it reminded me why I do this work. And it also made me proud of myself, of the level of confidence that I had, that I just brought 25 guys to the gym with me. Let them all have like an amazing time, paid for them all and everything to get in. It made me literally feel like a leader of men. And I can't help but to think back at times when I haven't been so confident. I grew up just like that normal little skinny fat brown kid, the one playing video games, the one watching porn, the one not breathing fully. And here I am today, the leader of these guys, and they're coming in saying, like, your work has saved my life. A few years ago, this would have been unimaginable for me. And so I want to break down to you, like, what are the steps that I've taken to get to this point where I'm fairly confident? The first thing that you can do for this unshakable confidence is hard workouts. For many young men, the start of their self-improvement journey is with the gym. And rightly so, because going to the gym, consistently training, or doing calisthenics or whatever it is, just using your body in a difficult workout is so good for you. When you've done 10, 20, 50, 100 workouts, you start to prove to yourself that you can show up, that you don't need to be motivated, that you can just go and do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it, that you can go and lift something hard and, make some noises and grunt whilst you press. That unlocks like this level of masculinity inside of you that you've felt has been diminished, because all of our lives we've just sat there, you know, been made to sit quietly like girls, and you know, like we're just there like playing video games and stuff, proper restricted in our bodies, and now here we are actually physically opening up. By the way, bro, you're consuming all of these educational videos, which is awesome, but let's be more serious. There is a war on masculinity, and for us to win this war, we need you to join our gang. I'm welcoming you to the Adonis Gang. Come join your brotherhood by clicking the top link in the description right now and watching that welcome video after you finish watching this one. But I want to say something. Hard workouts of any kind are amazing, and weightlifting is how many of us have started. Going to the gym, lifting weights, machines, barbell, dumbbell, whatever, they're amazing. That was like my first love of self-improvement was weightlifting. What I will say, if you want to maximize your confidence with working out, there is actually a kind of workout that will make you more confident than just like heavy lifting. And that is more of the high rep, endurance, time under tension, jail cell, Mike Tyson fighter style workout. So it's said that Mike Tyson did like 2,000 push-ups, 2,000 squats, 2,000 neck bridges, half an hour of skipping, 4-mile run and whatever. Basically, the kind of workout where you're not really using weight and you could do like 100 reps for a set. You're not maximizing muscle here. You're maximizing like mental strength. So there's a workout that I'm doing right now, which is very good for fighting, for sparring, but also for this mental strength of this confidence. I'll link it below completely for free. You can just like download the app of the workout app that I use, and you can just see what it is. I'll make it and I'll share it with you. I find that doing these like brutal workouts, which burn your muscle, make you more confident, because in my opinion, they're more challenging. With weightlifting, it's like you can lift the weight or you can't lift the weight. It's that simple. With these like high rep workouts, you could put the weight down right now, or you could, you know, stop doing the push-ups right now, or you could do like another 20 more. Like with the plank, for example, you're holding the plank. You could stop after 30 seconds because it hurts, but you could actually stay up there for minutes. With these CrossFit style workouts, boot camp, fast hit style training, it can use a lot more mental strength, because generally it's like you don't actually have to stop. It's very painful, but you don't have to stop. Like skipping, you could literally skip for 30 minutes, an hour straight, but 1 minute in you're tired and you'll pussy out at like 2, 3, 5, 10 minutes. But you could have went for an hour. So your capacity, like your work capacity, is so much higher when you do these more of these body weight style. That's why I think they develop more confidence, because you get that negative limiting thought of like, yeah, you know, I'm going to put the weight down. I'll stop doing the push-ups. I'll stop doing the body weight squats, for example. You could do 100 body weight squats right now, but after doing 20 or 30, your legs will hurt and you'll just randomly stop at the top for a little bit and, you know, like pretend to be focused on something else. Then you'll do another 10 or something. But you could bust out at 100 right now without stopping, but you won't, because you're still a pussy. So you can go and squat twice your body weight with a barbell, but you won't hit 100 body weight squats right now, just because it hurts too much and your mind is telling you to not do it. What if you overcame that every day for tons of sets? Well, then you'd be used to just listening to your limiting little Jeffrey mind, weak mind, and overcoming it. And that's where confidence is formed. The second step in increasing your confidence to the point that you feel amazing is by increasing your testosterone. Your testosterone is linked to your levels of confidence, and also the opposite of confidence, which we can say is kind of like anxiety and uncertainty. When you increase your testosterone, you naturally feel more confidence, because you start to feel like you're either on level or even above the other guys around you. You start to have this like competitive edge where you hold eye contact with each guy. You speak in this deep voice. Many men today have very low levels of testosterone, and then they wonder why. They're not able to even speak or think or act like men, why they feel so reserved in their body with poor posture. There's videos on my channel that you can just go search up. If you search on YouTube, Hamza Testosterone, you can go and watch a bunch of the guides that I've made to be able to increase your testosterone levels. The next point of having more confidence is actually being around male friends. Just think about this. I'm 10 times more likely to feel really confident if I'm sat in a group of like strong male friends than if I'm by myself or with a girl. Like, imagine we put you inside of the shopping center right now. There's a group of guys who are like laughing really loudly. There's some girls taking pictures and stuff. If we just put you there just by yourself, you'd probably be in like a normal, like, just somewhat confident, somewhat not kind of level. If we put you and your girl there, you might be even a little bit like intimidated. There's a group of guys who, they look like chads or whatever. You're like overthinking. There's those girls there and everything. But if we put you in the middle of that group of guys and they really liked you and respected you, and you're all laughing really loudly, think about how much more secure and confident and safe you would feel. Many men today are like alone, like islands. And we wonder why we don't feel as strong, because men are supposed to be like tribal creatures. We're supposed to have our brothers around us because that's where a lot of our strength comes from. That's where, if I have a weakness, my brother doesn't. His weakness is my strength. My weakness is his strength. And so we grow together even stronger than before. But when you're in this like solo monk mode, sigma male grind set where you don't care about other people, you're in your villain arc, main character, whatever, then you don't have that. You go to the gym every day by yourself. You wake up, you do your self-improvement stuff, and it's very nice that you do. But without other men around you, you definitely experience a lot more weakness and a lack of confidence. So make more male, masculine friends. Discover them. You can do that by joining online communities. I have like a private community called the Adonis Gang that you can go and join. We'll have it as the card and everything. But even for free, even just directly communicating with some guys, whether in person, inside of the gym, and you speak to them and you just end up talking and you become good friends and you invite them somewhere, and suddenly you've got this guy by your side and you just feel so much more loud and boisterous. Well, that's where the confidence comes from. Another way to become more confident, very interesting, is meditation. Because what is the opposite of confidence? It's uncertainty, overthinking. But when you meditate, you're able to pick up on the fact that you're overthinking and you're uncertain a lot more. And you're able to bring yourself back to the present moments. So if we can destroy the reason why we have low confidence, then our baseline, like our average confidence of like the week or the month, significantly will go up. So we can think about, increasing confidence, but we can also think about taking off the reason why we're not very confident to begin with. It's because we overthink. It's because we're anxious. It's because, we're not being present. So when you meditate every single day for just 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you'll naturally feel like you're more confident because you won't have those horrible little insecure thoughts in your mind. The app that I've always used to meditate is called Medito, but you can even just use YouTube. So if you search Hamza 10-minute meditation, I have a video on my channel. It's one of my most popular videos. It's got like more than 1 million views of just 10 minutes of me sort of giving you the follow along. So you just play it first thing in the morning and you breathe at the same time as me. And then you can even watch it at nighttime. So twice a day, 20 minutes. That will literally make you more confident. And the final point to become more confident is to have momentum in your goals and in your self-improvement and the things that you care about. Momentum means that you've been somewhat consistently getting results in, for example, your business, in the gym, in your studies. If you can accumulate these small wins daily or weekly and see yourself over a few weeks or months getting better and better and better, getting more results, you'll have what's called the winner effect, which is basically like your psychology will just improve. Your mental perception of yourself will improve the more of these little wins that you accumulate recently. When you've got momentum in a certain goal, like for example, there was a time when my YouTube channel had a lot of momentum and we were gaining 5, 10, 11,000 subscribers per day. You have this winner effect where you feel awesome. You feel so confident. When you lose that, you lose a lot of that confidence. You start feeling a lot of like uncertainty about yourself. Now, naturally, we've got this like winner effect going back again with multiple goals. Imagine how you would feel if you went through the gym and you cold approach a girl there and it went really well and you got her Instagram. After that moment, would it be easier for you or harder to then go and approach like a girl in like the supermarket later on? It'd be easier because you'd have that sort of like high, boisterous winner confidence experience. A lot of guys will say like they'll struggle to attract girls, but then eventually get a girlfriend. And it's after they get a girlfriend, that's when suddenly it seems like way more girls are into you because you've got this momentum going. This is why often you'll see, like, let's say footballers, they'll be playing football and one guy will get one goal and suddenly that same guy will get three or four or five goals in this game because he just hits that momentum, that flow state, that winner effect. So if you can start to accumulate these wins in your life by setting goals for self-improvement, for your business, for your fitness, and start to check off those goals, those habits that you need to do and feel like a winner by doing it. Maybe it's cold approaching a girl every day. Maybe it's, you know, doing the push-ups or going to the gym and lifting weights and your bench press weight keeps going up week by week by week. That winner effect will make you more confident. It will make you feel like the world is giving you what you need to fulfill your journey as a man. It's a beautiful experience to have. I feel like I have this winner effect, this momentum, and it's so powerful. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.